Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Well, I'm so happy today to have as my guest Steve Hughes. Steve is a sought-after speaker and consultant who helps people look and sound smart when they talk. He's the author of Captivate, and he has been featured on NPR, BBC Radio, in the Wall Street Journal, and Business Week. Steve travels out of St. Louis, where he lives with his wife and their two well-behaved daughters. Well, Steve, it's so good to see you. We haven't met in person, but always enjoyed seeing the brick behind your wall there.
Yeah.
So before we start today, tell us a little bit about what you're thankful for.
Michael, I'm thankful for my father, who passed away almost a year ago to the day. He had pancreatic cancer. And while it's tough, you know, part of the grieving and mourning process, you're really sad, but you also look back, and I'll never forget, as he was going through some of his treatments, he was talking to one of his doctors, and the doctor said, you know, he's into his 80s, and he said, now, I want to kind of give you a warning. This isn't a good prognosis. It's going to be kind of tough going forward. And he said, you know, I've seen a lot of sunsets. You know, and he just even hear him say how thankful he was for his life versus, you know, it's treating me wrong and this and that. And so it just, he was a very upbeat, positive guy. And just, it's nice to think back on the wonderful long life that the Lord gave him.
Well, thanks for sharing that. That's special. Seeing a lot of sunsets. What a nice thought. So see, tell us about someone who changed your life.
So the person who changed my life was a woman who I never officially met face to face, but saw in person. And the context is 2003. What my wife did was she set in motion a series of events that I realized by just saying yes to a few small things that led to some pretty big yeses and larger things. And it just kind of cascaded. So she made a donation to our local PBS station, just on one of their, you know, donation drive things. And part of the little thing, and it wasn't millions of dollars, it just was a thing, and she made a donation, and we got two free tickets to see a motivational speaker. And I've never actually gone to see a motivational speaker. I thought, but I said, okay, fine, I'll go. And this woman came out. She was probably in her mid to late 50s. Her name is Barbara Scher, and she had a little teacup poodle dog with her, and I, you know, on stage. I thought, I just, you know, nothing against that. It's all lovely, but that's not exactly, you know, I'm thinking of Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar and rah-rah and that whole thing. So, but she began to talk, and my skepticism almost immediately vanished because she started talking about the idea of just trying things out. You don't have to quit your day job. You know, she brought up things like, has someone ever wanted to learn Italian? Have you ever wanted to learn how to fly a plane? Have you ever wanted to go climb the tallest mountain in just in your state or whatever, just the thing might be. And she talked about this idea of success groups. And the idea is simply this. If you have an idea or a desire or a dream to want to accomplish something, just gather together four or five or six friends, meet, talk, and strategize on how you can encourage each other to do just that. And so I remember thinking, and I knew exactly what I was supposed to do in the moment. So I'll tell you right now, I was mid-30s. I was mediumly happy in an advertising position. I was in advertising about 10 or so years, but it wasn't great. It wasn't awful. Just it's a job. But I'd always wanted to try stand-up comedy. I'd always wanted to kind of put myself out. Well, I wanted to actually do it, but I was afraid of it because here's the thing. I was always kind of a funny guy, made people laugh and that sort of thing. And that's fun. But what if I got up on stage and I wasn't funny? You know, what if I got up there and would that be a stamp of disapproval? Like, okay, I'm not as funny as I thought I was. So right there in that moment is when I thought I should just do something like that. And as the fate would have it, right after that afternoon session, we went to downtown at some theater. We went out to dinner with the couple of ours. So we had four people sitting around a table and we discussed this exact idea. And that's, you know, that's when things really started to get cooking.
Wow.
the group showed up right after you got the idea and they supported you in it. Well, that's great. So, and that's what you're doing now too. So,
yeah. In fact, that's the thing. So to kind of close the loop, I didn't expect at all to go have anything happen. I thought, okay, my wife said yes to giving money. I said yes to joining my wife at this event. I said yes to Barbara's share of, hey, if you want to try something, you don't have to quit your day job right away. Just get some like-minded people around you. Okay, yes. And it was at that, shortly after that dinner with this other couple, where I said, okay, I'm going to pick a date and time and go do some stand-up comedy. And that actually set into this series of motion. I started getting in touch with people who had written books about stand-up comedy, a guy who was actually putting on seminars around the country. And that led to me actually going up to a law firm in Chicago. It's kind of funny. A buddy of mine heard about my stand-up comedy stuff from high school. And he said, hey, Steve, I heard about this comedy seminar you're helping to put on to help people be better at comedy, et cetera. And I said, cool, it's been fun. He said, could you come up over lunch one day and can you make all of our lawyers funny? And I remember thinking, okay, what do you mean? I can't really make them funny anymore than I can make them taller or, you know, cure the common cold or something. But he said, here's the thing. Could you help us? We're smart. We're good at what we do, but we're not that good at talking to humans or telling a good story or even trying to make people laugh. Could you help us out with that? And I said, absolutely. And so I went up there. They paid me. I came home and it all kind of went from there.
Well, there's a lot of professions that could use that, like engineers and accountants. And I would figure attorneys wouldn't have that much problem with it. But now, did you actually sit down with Barbara and talk with her? Or how did she influence you?
No, that's the thing that's so interesting, Michael, is that I admit when you first asked, and I love the thrust and the focus of your podcast is what are those small time moments, those little, you know, conversations that you have usually with someone, you know, but I actually never sat down face to face with Barbara. I never shook her hand. Actually, two things. One, I thought about the importance of being open. Okay. Whether you're sitting on a Sunday morning or, you know, wherever you worship and whatever the person might say to you, or heck, you go to a political event and you're just one of hundreds in the audience. Someone out there could still say something incredibly powerful that they never said just to you that could still obviously be life-changing. And I just, you know, it's interesting how the first thing that popped in my mind, Michael, wasn't again, a close one-on-one conversation, but I was sitting with hundreds of people. But to kind of close the loop, it's kind of interesting. I actually wrote a letter to Barbara about 7 or 8 years after I quit my job and started doing this full-time, where now I help people look and sound smart when they talk. That's what I do for a living, you know, presentation training, improv-based communication, et cetera. And I wrote it all out, but then I waited to send it because I thought, oh, my book's about to come out. Let me let my book come out. I can add that to my letter so she'll be more impressed with me. And then I was about to send it after the book came out. Oh, I'm going to redo my website. So let me wait, get my website redone because I wanted to be really impressed with my website. And then I was getting ready to send it out. And then I found out that she passed away. And honestly, it bummed me out because I thought, I wish I would have sent that letter.
Yeah. So what was the takeaway from you from this whole episode with Barbara?
The takeaway is two things. One, I think we should say yes more to the right things. We say yes all the time, but to the wrong things, and we kind of overload ourselves. But say yes to the right things, that one thing that's been nagging you. And number two, if you have something on your heart or your mind to tell someone, whether it's an email, a comment, a call, a letter, send it. Like, there's never going to be a good time. Don't wait for it to be perfect. It would have been nice to have her receive that note.
Wow. Well, Steve, thanks so much for reminding us that sometimes these unexpected voices really have a message for us, and to listen to those and to say yes to the right things. And don't put off those good things you need to do for others. Thanks so much, Steve. We'll see you on Thursday. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.